Chapter 27. The battered A-class bulk freighter drifted off the Chimera's starboard side. A giant space-going box with a hyperdrive attached, its faded plating glistening dully in the glare of the Star Destroyer's floodlights. Sitting at his command station, Thrawn studied the sensor data and nodded.
"It looks good, Captain," he said to Pelion. "Exactly the way it should. You may proceed with the test when ready."
"It'll be a few more minutes yet, sir,"
Pelion told him, studying the readouts on his console.
"The technicians are still having some problems getting the cloaking shield tuned."
He held his breath, half afraid of a verbal explosion. The untested cloaking shield and the specially modified freighter it was mounted to had cost hideous amounts of money. Money the Empire really didn't have to spare. For the technology to now suddenly come up finicky, particularly with the whole of the Sluice Van operation hanging squarely in the balance. But the Grand Admiral merely nodded.
"There's time," he said calmly. "What word from Merkur?"
"The last regular report came in 2 hours ago,"
Pelion told him.
"Still negative."
Thrawn nodded again.
"And the latest count from Sluice Van?"
Pelion checked the appropriate file.
112 transient warships in all, 65 being used as cargo carriers, the others on escort duty."
65?
Thrawn repeated with obvious satisfaction.
"Excellent. It means we get to pick and choose."
Pelion stirred uncomfortably.
"Yes, sir."
Thrawn turned away from his contemplation of the freighter to look at Pelion.
"You have a concern, Captain?"
Pelion nodded at the ship.
"I don't like sending them into enemy territory without any communications."
"We don't have much choice in the matter," Thrawn reminded him dryly. "That's how a cloaking shield works. Nothing gets out, nothing gets in."
He cocked an eyebrow.
"Assuming, of course, that it works at all,"
he added pointedly.
"Yes, sir, but..."
"But what, Captain?"
Pelion braced himself and took the plunge.
"It seems to me, Admiral, that this is the sort of operation we ought to use Sabaoth on."
Thrawn's gaze hardened just a bit.
"Sabaoth?"
"Yes, sir. He could give us communications with..."
"We don't need communications, Captain."
Thrawn cut him off.
"Careful timing will be adequate for our purposes."
"I disagree, Admiral. Under normal circumstances, yes, careful timing would get them into position. But there's no way to anticipate how long it'll take to get clearance from Sluice Control."
"On the contrary," Thrawn countered coolly. "I've studied the Sluice very carefully. I can anticipate exactly how long it will take them to clear the freighter.